Ready?
Welcome.
Welcome. It's been ages.
It's been ages. Oh, I'm trying to get a video of us for my blog. Hold on.
Ooh.
Last time I did this podcast, I had a cough, and now I'm doing this podcast with a cough.
I coughing.
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
I mean the vlog.
Hey, blog, podcast, vlog, people.
Just hey to everybody. Just hey to everybody.
We have so much social media.
Sorry, I swear.
Do you have a drink?
Something. Nope. I had to set up all the equipment. I didn't have time to get a drink. It's okay. I don't need a drink. So, shall we catch up? Oh, thank you. Is this a new glass?
From where?
All of these glasses look like they're old. So that one doesn't look old.
Oh, it might have been on the bottom of the stack.
Oh, okay.
It's not a very used one.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back to all of our one listener.
Yay!
You know who you are. But we have been gone for good reason.
Yes, we had life-altering events.
Yeah.
Total.
I done wrecked my car.
Totaled a car.
But
flippy, flippy, flippy.
Yeah, I could have still probably podcast in that time, but just a little preoccupied.
We should have.
Should have gone over the chronicles. But if you are looking to see what happened in my wreck, I did post a vlog. Speaking of vlog. Did you enjoy the vlog?
I did. It was cute.
It wasn't as, I mean.
It's not very detailed.
Well, I don't know what I should have put in there. I thought it was kind of like, seemed kind of like using my pain for like entertainment.
That's what everybody does. Well, that's what everybody who auditions for any show says. Yes, true. When I was little, I was bullied. Wah.
True.
So you got in a car wreck, legit, totaled your car, broke your arm, rode in an ambulance, had surgery, have a 6 foot, 6 inch rod in your arm with screws. All of that really happened. It's very traumatic.
That's true. Maybe I'll get you on this next vlog so that you can attest to all my pain and suffrage.
Yeah. The only complaint I have about the vlog is like, you look just so happy in all of it, which I guess is a good outlook, but it wasn't that way all the time.
Well, I literally vlogged 3 times in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a very accurate, like,
yeah,
every single day. Like, I wake up, like, I should have done that.
You should have did it when you woke up. You should have did it right before you took the hydrocodone. Then we could have seen your pain.
That's why you need to be my videographer. Just full-time job. Just follow me
around. Do you have the capability to put little shadows on the private parts? Like, we should have taken a picture of the bag on your arm when you're trying to get in and out of the tub, not getting
it
wet.
Yeah, I could have done that, but I didn't. I just didn't go there.
So. Yeah. You could have done more, but, I mean, I think it was cute. You just didn't feel like it.
Next time. Next time I have a...
Next surgery.
Yeah, I'll do a full vlog. Beginning to end. I actually thought I had my camera whenever I came out of my surgery, and I thought I might have some like good anesthesia like vlog
footage. Yeah,
I wasn't even. It didn't even.
I you
was worse
even drunk.
No, I was worse when I got my wisdom teeth out.
That's true.
Like I was completely. I think that means my anesthesiologist like gave me the right amount. I guess.
Well,
I walked out.
Unless you weren't hurt. If you were hurting, she should have gave you more.
But whenever I worked, no, I wasn't hurting. Whenever I got my wisdom teeth out, I know I didn't walk out of there. They wheeled me out, and I remember having to get, like, noodled into the seat.
No, you walked, but still.
Well, I was like, I don't even remember being able to see. Like,
yeah.
I straight up walked out with my arm.
Yeah, she was good.
Peaced out. And then my appendix. We all know.
That was heavy sedation.
Well, we all know the fun things I said then. Yeah. I was talking about that this week. One of my clients had his son had surgery, and he said that the nurse or the anesthesiologist was like really beautiful or whatever, and obviously she's like grown, and his son's like 17, and he was like, he said that when he was coming out, he was like, hey, do you want my phone number? And she was like, oh, no thanks. He was like, I'm almost 18. So that's why I told my
Yeah, is blah 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 here? She's so nice. Well, she needs a husband.
How about the lady that was a bitch?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't tell her that.
Well, so that's on my list of things to talk about is that I broke my arm. So I guess we could check that off the list.
Yeah. I totaled your car. We went and got a new car.
How are you feeling?
Same car. I'm feeling good.
That's good. I mean, you had to deal
Thanks
with
for asking.
You had to deal with a lot, too. You don't have any pain, but you had a lot of suffering.
Yes, I did.
Well, your life's back to normal now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was adventure.
It's never boring. But
do what you gotta do. I would take care of you forever if I had to.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah.
I saw
cooking, cleaning, taking a bath.
You only washed my hair twice. I've watched this vlog of one of my favorite vloggers, and he like posted this like mundane day of like my day in the life. It was like I woke up, worked out, ate, went to work, came home, watched TV. And he was like, I know my day is like super exciting and super crazy, but I just want to take you guys along with me. And I was like, that was not an exciting day
at all.
That's
what you do.
That was not exciting. I was like,
they can't all be exciting. You got to get back to the reality.
But that's why people watch vlogs, the reality of it. It's not necessarily like, I watched The Real Housewives and I watched The Bachelor for like going to Prague and going to crazy
places.
Yeah,
because you know they're a little bit outlandish.
Yeah.
That's not your real reality. So
anyway.
And when they do show the real reality, I don't like it. Because it's like, that's when they're with their kids. I don't like the kids.
That's true. Well, that is a perfect segue into my next point.
What would that be?
It's BravoCon.
Oh, yeah.
We missed out on BravoCon.
It's like a convention.
Yeah, like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But I heard Heather McDonald was there.
Yeah, she got invited by Jill last minute.
Yeah. Did you hear her podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was pissed at first because she didn't get personally invited by Bravo, I guess.
Yeah.
But
well, they didn't even invite a lot of the housewives, she said.
I know.
Like, they had the original OGs, but then, like, the people in the middle, like
Brandy
or Alexis, you know, the ones that...
You know which
or
one?
What about Slade and Gretchen?
Yeah. You know who I'm thinking of is the ones from New York, the...
Ben Simone, the one that was like the model.
The blonde?
Oh, the one leg?
No.
That was Vienna.
No.
Vieira.
The very, very beginning with the creepy husband that would like come to everything.
Oh, yes.
Alex?
Yes, Alex. And they lived like in Brooklyn.
The Bronx.
They were like low class.
I wonder how they got on that show.
They were the OGs. I don't know who she knew. I don't know if she knew anyone, because it's like Jill and Luann and Ramona all ran in the same circles, and Bethany.
Yeah.
I mean, they were legit, like, those shows, they were legit, like, we know each other before the show starts, instead of, let's make a show, and here, all you people, you're in the show, like, in Dallas. I mean, I think Leanne knew...
DeAndrea.
Well, DeAndrea wasn't in the first season. It was that other girl with the Keith Urban husband.
Well, she still knew DeAndrea, though.
Yeah.
Mama Day.
God, she's annoying.
And Brandy and Stephanie were actually friends.
Yeah, because their husbands worked together or something. Yeah.
But those, they weren't friends with each other.
Yeah, because Leanne kept calling them Plano people. Like, that was so trailer park to be from Plano.
Did you watch it this week? That's on my next point. Wow, we're so good at segues.
No, I didn't. The last one I saw was the wedding with the charcuterie all over the table. It looked like, ugh.
Let's just say this, people. You have to have food at a wedding.
Yes.
And I love charcuterie.
But that's not food.
That's not food.
No.
Unless the reception's at like 9 p.m., was it?
No, they said it was 7.
No. You have to have food.
And she had like a 5-hour break between the wedding and the reception.
Was it at a church?
Yeah, they were at a church, I think.
Hmm.
It looked like a church. Maybe it was a church. I don't know. I think she came off looking bad. She made her mom look bad. I know she constantly says she's a terrible childhood, but then her whole wedding was a circus theme or a carnival theme.
I didn't see this, so.
Oh, you didn't see the reception?
No, I saw it this week.
And DeAndrea wasn't invited.
Like Joker's style?
No, like carnival. Like they had like gymnasts.
Like the bearded lady?
Clown. Yes. Kind of like that.
Hmm.
Like carnival people. Like, and that was like the theme. Yeah. Popcorn machines. It was just really bizarre.
That is all for the show.
And then she claims her whole life she had just had a horrible life. And then waiting at the church, she's talking to her cousin on the phone. Is mom here? Is mom here? Is mom here? Is mom here? And, like, the mom is so horrible. Mom says, I got there when she told me to get there. And she's kind of crippled. She uses a walker.
From being in the circus.
She's an old lady. Anyway. She sits in the front row, and she kind of cries when Leanne comes down the aisle, and it's like, oh, she's so beautiful. And, I mean, nobody knows what really happened, but I think Leanne came off looking bad. And so she says at the reception, no, in her vows, that all her life, all she wanted to be was loved, and then she found love with Rich. And
damn.
Her mom, and then they show her mom, and her mom's like, oh, I thought she was loved.
That's rude.
I thought she came off looking bad. Maybe her mom was a carnival crazo, but...
She said, my panty liner heard you.
Well, one more thing. She got injections in her hands.
Yeah.
She looks like she has Mickey Mouse gloves on. Like big white puffy hands.
That's funny. Maybe that's part of the circus act.
That's that's a circus or the carnival, and then the little monkey.
No, I know. I'm saying that's her act is the biggest hands, like the bearded lady.
Oh yeah, she's the big hand girl.
Yeah. Well, last night was it last night? Yeah, last night they're in some Asian country.
Yes, they went to because that's where Travis had some Taiwan or Thailand. Yeah.
They're in Asia somewhere.
Yeah.
And the part that I saw the second half, I think. DeAndrea wears Leanne's multi-purpose dress to dinner. And what's the new one's name?
Oh, I don't like her. The Hispanic lady?
Yeah.
Is it, it's not a Hispanic name. It's like Carrie.
Carrie,
like the other one.
Yeah, so they come down. They're late to the dinner. So everybody else is sitting at the table. Leanne... All of them, Brandy, Stephanie. What's the pretty one?
Stephanie?
From SMU? From SMU. The rich one.
Stephanie?
No, the rich one.
Oh, Cam.
Cam, yeah, they're all down there.
She's from SMU?
That's where she met her husband.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's from...
She's from Montecito, California.
Yeah, but she went to SMU.
Oh,
that's what I'm
I guess I did know that.
That's what I'm under,
yeah,
the
Cameron.
Impression of.
Yeah.
So they're all waiting. And, you know, it's, like, showing the time lapse. It's, like, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, they come down, like, 45 minutes late. And Carrie and DeAndrea are trying to put the dress together. And the Hispanic girl's like, oh, we need some directions. Oh, my God, these dreads. I don't know how to do this dress. And, you know, she has a beef with Leanne.
Yeah.
From, I think, the last time they were in Mexico. I don't know.
Well, they went to her family home in Correas, Mexico, which is like the middle of nowhere, but they have this mansion.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she said Leanne was always a victim.
Oh, yeah, about the Carnegie, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Carney.
Oh, Carnegie is
Hall.
Same thing. So she, and earlier in the episode, Leanne had, like, gone on to Carrie about, like, they went to some temples, and she didn't take her hat off in the temple, and she got on to her, like, that's disrespectful, like, all this stuff. So she has this beef with Leanne. So then they finally go down to dinner, and DeAndrea has, like, one strap, like, unsnapped a little bit. Like, it's like, she's, like, in
like
shambles.
Half put on.
Yeah. And so they get down to the table, and she's like, oh, the dress. And Cam's like, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. Obviously doesn't know that they're making fun of her.
Mocking her.
And so Leanne's like, oh, cute. And so then she sits down
They keep going on and on and on and on. Leanne's like, yeah, that didn't even have no directions. We don't know even how to put on the dress. Leanne, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. Like, over and over and over. And so they go to Leanne's, like, confessional, and she's like, I get it. They're making fun of my dress. I get it. And so then Brandy, of all people, is like, y'all are being a little mean about the dress. And and Carrie's like, I'm not being rude to her. She's been rude to me all day. She's blah, 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 and like goes off on her. And so Leanne gets up from the table and she leaves. And then she says some slur about being a Mexican. She says something like she thinks she's a strong Mexican, but then she's come. I don't even know. She can't take it, or she acts like
she can dish it out, but she can't take it.
And so she gets up from the table and DeAndre's like, I just thought it was cute to wear her dress. Like, doesn't act like
I'm so sure.
It was all a big spoof.
Yeah.
So that's what happened last night.
DeAndrea is not a nice person.
DeAndrea's dumb as a box of nails.
She is, but she's not nice. You can be dumb and be nice.
Yeah.
It's doubly bad when you're dumb and you're mean.
Well, I guess that's true. So, yeah, that's what happened last night.
Okay. I need to watch it because I wanted to see their travels.
I was about to say,
get out of Texas.
They're getting a bigger budget. They went to Vietnam or something.
No. Well, the deal was at the end of the wedding show, Travis is talking to Stephanie about his dad. And his dad is evidently elderly and does a lot of business in Thailand or Taiwan or wherever they went. And he had been there for the last few months, but he was not feeling well and didn't know if he could make the trip back. So he was going to go there and do whatever business needed to be done with his dad and then help his dad out and bring him back.
Wow.
And he said,
what's the company?
You know, if you want to come. Huh?
What kind of company is it?
It's their own company. I looked it up one day. They build, install, and... I mean, manufacture sports locker room type stuff. And they have, like, contracts with all the NFL, like, big-time stuff.
How do you get into making lockers?
I don't know. But he took over from his dad or joined the company, you know, I guess when he got out of college, because he's 50 now. And while he was working, this is Stephanie saying that, you know, he just wasn't handed everything. He turned the company around because it was really almost bankrupt, and they're very successful.
Well, that's nice.
So anyway, that was how they got to go to where they're going, wherever they are.
Hmm.
So Stephanie says, hey girl, we're going to have to make a little trip to Thailand. Would you like to come? And she calls each girl, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah! Oh my God.
Did she send a pigeon with a box that had like oriental knickknacks in it?
Oh,
like,
I didn't see that.
That's what they always do.
Oh. Did like they do that?
I don't know. I didn't see the beginning.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, so that's. I am. Did Atlanta start?
Atlanta's like fourth episode. No, Jersey didn't start. I know. Atlanta's been playing.
What day?
I don't know. It's been recording on my...
Oh, geez. We're behind.
I know.
I wanted to get back to...
Dang Jane.
I wanted to get back to Atlanta because I think it still has got something for
me. Well, Portia has a baby now. And
oh, I have
Kendra
seen a couple episodes.
What's her name?
Kenya. I have seen a couple episodes. Portia's baby daddy done been cheating on her.
Yes.
Surprise.
Well, wasn't he cheating when she was pregnant because he had somebody's tattoo, another girl's tattoo on him or something?
That was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
But I heard on Heather McDonald's podcast that she said that they keep saying, I heard in the streets. And she's like, where are they hearing this stuff?
I love their slang and on that show. And they also say, I hear that you keep having my name in your mouth. You need to take my name out your mouth. I never heard that anywhere else but on that show. Take my name out your mouth. That means don't talk about me, right?
Yes. We need some Jane captions.
Yes, we need a narrator. Yeah.
Well, that brings me to my next point.
Okay.
We've been obsessed with Jane the Virgin.
Binge watching.
And, well, in our defense, we were injured. So
yeah.
We kind of were like,
what else do we do?
Yeah. And in my defense, I watched like maybe two or three episodes. And then I said, okay, I want to watch a Jane. And you said, that sounds like the stupidest show ever.
I 100% stand by.
I said, it's about a girl who's a virgin. That's the name Jane the Virgin. But she gets pregnant because she was accidentally artificially inseminated at her doctor's office because the doctor mixed up the files, and then she's pregnant.
That sounds so stupid.
It is the...
If I saw that, still, after watching that show...
Most entertaining little show.
If I saw that on the description, I would have clicked next. And still to this day, if I read that, I would click next.
See, mother knows best. So... Okay.
But did you read that and you thought, oh, this sounds like a good show?
No, actually, one of the... people I follow on Instagram was watching it.
Okay.
So I said, I'm going to give it a try because I was looking for something to watch on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. But we're obsessed with it. Yeah. I'm on episode like 50.
38.
I'm waiting for her to catch up so then we can watch it together
again.
There's five
seasons. But yeah. Because you moved home and then kept watching it like.
Yeah. But
nonstop.
Then I kind of got a little bit burnt out because I needed to watch some other stuff and like not just be like.
I watched probably three this week. I need to...
I haven't watched any this week, so...
Okay, so we're almost caught up.
Yeah, but it is really great. It's basically a telenovela. It's a love, romance,
there's a
drama,
little mystery
little, murder.
Little,
But it's not spooky.
No, it's like Ally McBeal. You said that. It's like there's some drama because there's... You know, it's a hotel, and there's rumors that the man who owns the hotel has done some shady business, and then you've got Jane, who's pregnant, and she's a virgin.
Yeah, so it's very, like...
And it's in Miami, and so it's...
And they're all Hispanic.
Tropical.
They speak Spanish. It's very, like, cheeky, like, it's a telenovela.
Yeah, I like it.
So if you're looking for a lighthearted show...
It's light. It's interesting. It's funny.
Yeah, and you don't really. I haven't guessed anything really.
No,
Steph
it's very. It's very well done.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a show,
yeah,
I reinstated my Netflix for Jane. I got an email. It says your Netflix has been reinstated. I was like, dang.
They caught you using my password.
Well, no, I had my own and I turned it off because I wasn't watching anything. Oh. And so I clicked on one Jane the Virgin. And I was like, surely, like. I was just going to see if it would play. And I guess immediately when you kick play on something, it reinstates you.
Yeah.
So I'm back to...
Well, if you want a little change of pace, which it's kind of the same. It's quirky. It's funny. It's got a love story. And it's also got some mystery. Is the new Netflix series, The Politician. And it's only been one season. And me and Daddy watched it in about a week. It's so good. Gwyneth Paltrow.
I've heard a lot of people watch it.
Gwyneth Paltrow's the mom. The main star is this unknown guy who's done a lot of Broadway stuff. He's in his mid-20s.
Is he hot?
Playing a high schooler. Huh?
Is he hot?
No, he's kind of a nerdy guy who, since birth, he knows he's going to be the president of the United States. So everything he does in his life is... goal-oriented towards being the president of the United States. And so he knows he has to be in certain clubs. He has to make a certain GPA. He has to be in certain, you know, like he lives his life because he knows that's his goal. So as a senior in high school, because they're all in high school, the kids are, and then you've got the parent drama because you've got Gwyneth Paltrow's the mom. Anyway, he's running for class president. Hmm. And he's got his little minions who run polls, and they poll all the kids on the way to their gym class, and so it's very cute, but it's funny and it's very well written.
Does anybody get murdered?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, I'll think about it. But I'm already invested in Jane now.
And one more thing, I don't know if you know who Jessica Lange is. She's an old actress.
Mm-mm.
She plays a grandmother who's Southern, overly made up to do like Betty Boop. You know, she's all got that, and she talks like that. She is making the granddaughter think she's sick because she's got Munchauser.
Wow, this keeps coming up in our lives.
It does. Yeah. So, anyway, that's also a great
Interesting
show to watch.
Well, on this same note, have you heard about Disney Plus?
I heard some controversy about it.
Well, since we're the only two people in this universe that are not absolutely obsessed with Disney, I was assuming you didn't know much about it. But
is it Disney movies only?
And Disney shows. So, like, Lizzie McGuire's on there.
Oh.
So, like, if you had a little kid, because eventually we're going to have no cable and we're going to have to buy individual channels, is what I've been saying for the last, like, 6 months.
Well, there's nothing on regular shows anyway, on CBS, which you can let your kids watch.
Well, Disney, which is still on cable. But I'm just saying, like, we're going to have to buy individual channels. We're going to have to buy all of our TV a la carte. And I just don't think I like that. So, anyway. And there's no new, maybe there will be new shows. Right now, there's no new shows. It's all old shows. So that's why all the people my age are all excited, because it's like all the shows we grew up with.
Well, Netflix has new shows. We just talked about two of them.
Well, maybe. Well, I guess so. They're going to have to. If there's no cable, they're going to have to. So, but I will say this. So just a walk down memory lane that I think you would be excited to hear. Cadet Kelly is on Disney Plus. You little maggot.
Yes.
Smart House. We were just talking about this.
Yes. That's who Siri is.
Yeah. Siri is the Smart House.
Uh-huh.
What else was I excited about? My date with the president's daughter. With Mandy Moore is the daughter.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the one from Boy Meets World, the brother. The brother is the boy.
I don't remember the boy.
Well, the movie, what's it called? He's a Mermaid. Where he turns into a mermaid. Remember that? My 13th year. On his 13th birthday, he turns into a mermaid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
The 13th year.
Oh, okay.
But I am sad to say, and I asked my friend Taylor, shout out Taylor, if she had ever, because she's a Disney fanatic, if she had ever heard of the movie The Borrowers. That's not a Disney movie.
Pea Green?
Yeah, it's not a Disney movie.
Pea Green, that's a great movie. I love The Borrowers, because you know, I really think that's true.
I know. The Borrowers, if you don't know what it is, I don't know who makes it. It's obviously not Disney. It's these little people that live in, like, the molding.
They live in the baseboards
in the
of your house.
Moldings of your house, and they, like, eat your little crumbs and take your thimbles to make houses out of. I don't know.
Yeah, they take all your little knick-knack stuff, like a matchstick would be, like, a curtain rod.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cute. And Taylor asked me, have you ever heard of Indian in the Cupboard? I was like, of course I have heard of Indian in the Cupboard. So,
So what about Disney? Like,
what about it?
I heard there was some controversy with people not being able to get it.
Oh, I have heard none of that. I've heard people watching it.
The streaming wasn't working. It was spotty.
I haven't heard that. I've just heard that everybody's been watching it all day and night. There's like 600 shows on there.
Well, that might not be bad, because I have a box full of videotapes, VHR tapes that are worthless now.
Well,
like Mary Poppins and
I wonder,
are those Disney?
Yeah, Mary Poppins, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Chilouche. Who's that?
Aristocats.
The Aristocats. You love that show.
Yeah. So, and guess what else?
And the Tramp. What was the name?
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Xenon.
Oh, I didn't like that.
I watched every single one of those 100 times. All the Lizzie McGuire movies.
And they got Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Do they have the twins?
Mary-Kate and Ashley? I don't think that's...
Was that Disney?
I don't think so.
I mean, those were good.
It took me a little while to look down the 600 item list. So
how much does it cost?
Like Netflix, like $9.99 a month.
You'll never sit and watch a movie.
No, I'm not paying for it.
Oh.
There's no way. But that's what I said. If I had a little kid, I guess maybe so. Because then just at any time you can say...
Yeah.
Oh, let me put on A Bug's Life.
Oh, that's a good one. What about, we went to see it when Jake was little and we
Toy
both
Story?
Left crying.
Jumanji?
No, was it Land Before Time?
With the dinosaurs?
Yeah, and like the mama died.
That's Bambi.
No, it was a dinosaur show. Anyway.
That is the Land Before Time. Anyways.
Well, good to know. Did Taylor get it?
Yeah, I think she did.
And well, I mean, I used to spend $25 on a videotape. I mean,
that's how much a VCR, what are those called? Yeah. VHS cost?
Yeah, when you used to buy
$25?
$19.99, $24.99, depending what it was.
That's a ripoff.
Especially if it was a movie like Cinderella.
Oh, that just reminded me. Frozen 2 came out today.
Oh, great.
So
I didn't like the first one.
I think the first one is a depressing movie.
And the second one I hear is even worse.
It's
it's a dark movie.
Yeah, it's very dark.
I mean, that's not, a happy Toy Story show.
Well, this brings me back to something else that is dark. News alert, the media. Victoria's Secret fashion show is canceled.
Why?
Because the CEO said last year that he doesn't support transgender people, so now it's canceled.
I heard that they sewed their underwears and bras at prison.
I did too.
We heard that on Heather McDonald, I bet.
Yeah, so it's been on since 1995, and it's been happening since 1995. It's been on TV since like 2005 or something.
Wow.
But I guarantee I've seen.
Well, so because he doesn't believe in transgender, why does he have to take his show off the air?
I don't know if he wants to take it off the air, or probably ABC wants to take it off the air. So.
I bet he could put that on any cable channel.
I bet you he could create his own show, his own platform, and call it Victoria's Secret Plus, and then we could just watch it.
Victoria's Secret Network. VSN. Tune in.
That's interesting. They could show like behind the scenes on how they make stuff.
They sure could.
I would watch that.
Definitely.
100%. They could show it on YouTube. I bet.
Yeah.
Or they could show it on victoriasecret.com.
Yeah.
They can literally record it on their, buy some cameras.
Well, when ABC canceled Nashville, CMT picked it up. And Nashville played for another 2 or 3 seasons on CMT.
Well, everybody cross their fingers because I
think Bravo should pick it up. That would be amazing.
Well, I doubt they would do that because of the controversy.
Maybe CMT will then. Because they're country music regular people.
Well, I have my fingers crossed because it is my favorite. It's what gets me through the holidays and it makes me feel like my legs are really short and my torso is really short.
I can't say that I've enjoyed it that much.
You know I have.
I know you
have. I record it and watch it more than once because there's like, they have all of the performers, so.
Yeah, I think the best year was when Seal was on it and Heidi was a model.
Oh, wow, that's a throwback.
Remember?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Good times, but yeah, I actually did like it better when it was like Adriana Lima.
And her bra was made of Gandhi.
Gandhi. And Candace. That's a reference to, there was a year where all of the lingerie was made with like candy, and it was like candy
theme.
The bra
was like,
I'm telling the podcast.
Peppermints.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you thought I was telling you.
No.
Yeah, and so Adriana Lima was doing like a confessional, and this was before she was not speaking English well, and she was telling the camera, she was like, "My bra is made out of candy," and that's just been my life slogan now, ever since then. So. It is what it is.
Oh, well. And then we would go to Victoria's Secret at the mall and look for the candy bra, but
no.
Was it there?
None of it was to purchase. None of it was to purchase. All right. Moving on. I have a couple of top news along with Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
Have you heard about the Instagram getting rid of the likes?
I have. They've been saying that for a while now. I haven't seen it.
Well, guess what theory I heard? Instagram is getting rid of the likes, quote unquote, to make people less insecure. What I heard, you didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I heard was that they are actually getting rid of the likes because now if you're an influencer, so right now I could go to David Dobrik's Instagram and be like, oh, wow. He has 1 million followers. He gets 100,000 likes on these pictures. If I am so-and-so company, I'm going to contact David Dobrik and say, will you post a picture of my brand. Yeah. David Dobrik can then reply and say, yeah, I would love to do that. But if there's no likes, they only can see followers. If you're a brand, now you're going to have to contact Instagram.
They're going to charge for it.
To contact Instagram to figure out, does David Dobrik have good engagement on his Instagram?
And does David Dobrik need to pay a fee to get sponsorship to be...
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't think it has anything to do with people's feelings.
Yeah. People are getting bullied.
Well, and somebody else said, it was actually David Dobrik's
vlog.
Why
would they even show the followers?
Well, on David Dobrik's vlog, he said, why don't they get rid of the comments if they're worried about that? He was like, people comment on my stuff every day. You're so ugly. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
He said, what does a like do?
Yeah.
So.
Well.
It's all about the brand deals. It's all about money.
It's all about the money. Yeah.
So, I can't say that I really care, but.
No, I don't care either. But, I mean, I don't follow somebody just because they have a lot of. I find a lot of the people that have 100,000 followers, I would be like, why? It doesn't mean anything to me. They could be good and they could not be good.
Well, I think we're getting to the point where there's like a separation now. There's like A-list. There's still a lot of A-list celebrity A-lists. It's like above upper echelon.
Echelon.
Of Instagram. Then there's like B-list celebrities that are like David Dobrik. And then there's like C-list celebrities that are like influencers. And then there's the rest of us. So like when it's, to me, when it's like, I don't go to Kendall Jenner's Instagram to be like, wonder what Kendall's doing today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a magazine. It's like, but I would go to like a lower level, like we follow Mimi. Like, oh, yes. She's cooking.
Yes, what is Mimi cooking today? Is Mimi shopping?
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people that I follow like for 5 years now that do makeup. They're like so high up there now. Like it's like their day is like, they don't show anything because they're like, oh, I'm behind the scenes at the Kylie Cosmetics thing.
Yeah.
So it's like now I'm like.
Yeah, I follow. I don't do the makeup and fashion, but I like decorating and home style stuff. And there's a lady that I started following because she lives in Utah, which is where I want to live eventually.
Oh, wait. I have something very good. Heather McDonald said there's going to be a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I heard that. Real Housewives of Utah.
All of our Utah people are going to be out there.
Utah Instagram people are insane. Anyway, she has a fabulous house. She decorates. She does, she'll wallpaper a wall one day. I started following her for that. Now, every time I see her, she's selling something.
Yeah.
Swipe up. To see this, swipe up to see that. It's like, I don't come on Instagram.
You've gone too far.
Yes. And if they're not doing that and Mimi's getting there, go check out my friend blah, blah, blah's page. Look, they sent me these beautiful earrings. Oh my God. And it's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Yep. That's the hierarchy of
getting away from what started out as a good thing.
Yep. The fame's getting to them.
Well, that's how they're getting paid.
Well, not anymore because they're not going to have any more likes. So,
dang. Mimi won't be able to get all those dumb earrings.
I know. Okay. Well, I also have Jewel. You know, the.
Wait, one more thought about the Real Housewives of Utah. Will it be plural?
No.
Ah, that would be so good.
They're already on TLC.
And we watch that a lot.
Yeah, until that jumped the shark.
They all got fat.
That's not why we stopped watching it.
Well, no.
I thought that they would get, like, they would do what the housewives do. I thought they would start getting, like.
Up, like, fancy.
Yeah, like, oh, now trips. I have my Cartier shirt, Cartier necklace. Like, they didn't.
No. Yeah, I don't know where it went wrong. The kids grew up. I don't know.
Well, it was actually the most interesting when he got his new wife. And he hasn't gotten any new wives.
True, because he loved her more than the others, for sure.
Ew, he's so creepy. Who did I say reminded me of him?
I don't know.
Don't say their name.
Vanderbeek.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can say their name.
Yes. Oh, we can talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, by the way, let's just talk about it. Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Spoiler alert, Vanderbeek gets voted off this week, and I'm overjoyed. I don't know if you are.
I don't know. He just thinks a lot of himself, and he's just like, you know, an actor, you know, in his blood. It's in his blood.
No, a dancer in his blood.
Oh, yeah. Like performer.
Theater.
This is what I'm meant to do. This, and then as a sidebar, he has like a dozen little blonde kids and his wife, who I don't know. It was kind of weird. She was on there a lot.
Yeah. You're so right. They were trying to get a reality show.
I think they're trying to get a reality show. They showed a sonogram, and I swear she wasn't even like 2 months pregnant. You usually don't know the sex of the baby. They did a gender reveal on Dancing with the Stars.
You know, he can just get a YouTube channel for the 20th time.
Well, this week he had to have a private confessional and cried. And I know it's terrible to mock somebody who lost their baby, but he just made so much of it. He just overdid it. So anyway, lost the baby, got voted out.
Yeah, that was a bummer. That was that both happened on the same night.
I know.
And you didn't watch it, did you? The very end?
Not till the very end.
Well, the Fifth Harmony girl, Allie, they're like, we're going to save Allie. She's like Mike still. And so the judges say, we're going to save Allie. And she goes, no, no, save him, please.
She was giving up her spot.
She said 10 times, can I give it to him? And Lynn Goodman goes, no, 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 we don't do it like that, no.
So she was at the bottom? They absolutely adore her.
Well, that's why they saved her. She seriously was like mic'd up going, like, Tim Bergeron was like, thank you for watching Dancing with the Stars. Thank you. Like,
so who was Manderbeek's partner?
Emma.
Oh, dang, Emma.
So... But I have a friend who shall remain nameless. There you go. She disagreed with me and said that she thought that Vanderbeek was very humble and that the judges were really mean to him.
When?
Mean to him and mean to Hannah, which I agreed mean to Hannah.
Carrie Ann Arbor has been very hard on Hannah. She got something with Hannah.
She's jealous that she's not pretty.
Well, there's been other pretty girls on there that she hadn't been mean to.
Well,
something happened between the two.
I must say that whenever she started crying in the... Did you see this? When she started crying in the studio and Carrie Ann went to hug her, she goes, don't touch me.
Yeah. She's like... And she's like, whoa. I'm sorry. I'm just not there. I put up a wall. I'm not... I loved it.
We should see a behind the scenes of Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. She straight up said, don't touch me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Don't come in here and act like my friend.
I'm like,
geez. Get out of here. But then she had to make nice.
Well, and then she said, I want to just apologize for the way that video made me look.
I just put up a wall and roll tide.
Yeah.
So. I mean, she's a good dancer. But.
She does. Whenever Carrie Ann said she danced like a cheerleader, that was the most spot on thing I've ever heard. Sorry.
Well, what about the little alley girl?
Oh, she's not good either, but I'm just saying,
they
like,
go on and on like she is just the next thing since sliced bread.
If you're a dancer or a cheerleader, I'm sorry to say this, or a gymnast. Cheerleaders and gymnasts dance like there's a certain way that they look. It's not
Shawn Johnson was like the queen of the world when she was on that show.
Well, I'm not saying that she was the queen.
She's a gymnast.
I'm giving my
opinion. Oh, I thought you said cheerleaders, they get a hard time.
No, cheerleaders and gymnasts dance the same, and it's bad.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
So, that's like whenever people are on DCC and they're like, I was a cheerleader, doesn't mean you can dance. Moving on, I was going to just talk a little bit about Jewel.
Okay.
Another controversy. Conspiracy.
The smoking thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Conspiracy. I heard on another podcast that tobacco companies are tobacco companies like remarket of tobacco because now the young generation is smoking something again.
Yeah.
And they're all addicted to it, and they're all dying.
Yeah, but you didn't die from a cigarette. So there's something going on with the Juul.
Well, no doubt. But I'm saying I just never thought of it as, like another... I don't think of a tobacco company as, like, another company, like, oh, nobody's
wearing...
They're
rebranding.
Yeah, nobody's wearing these jeans anymore, so let's, like, redo them somehow and make the young kids like them again. It's like...
But who owns Juul? Is it the tobacco companies?
It's tobacco. I don't know who owns it. It's tobacco. I mean, I don't know if Camel owns Juul, but...
I think Juul is like a new company, but...
But it's a tobacco product.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really
because I can say I don't have any numbers because I don't have any numbers, but my age group, nobody my age group was smoking cigarettes except for the weirdo, like, goth kids that had no friends or future. Now, sorority girls now are smoking Juuls.
Yeah.
That is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
You would never see a sorority girl smoking a cigarette when I was in college.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
It is amazing, and I think it's disgusting.
Agreed. I heard one of my favorite YouTubers, he's smoking Juuls, and he said it was so bad, he was, like, sleep smoking Juuls. Like, waking up in his sleep and smoking a Juul. Because you don't have to light it, you don't have to go outside, you just, like, pick up that thing and just, like, breathe it in. Like, he would do it in his sleep. Like, when you catch
it. That is so weird.
Like, when you sip a drink. Like, I sip a water in my...
How does it not smell like you're smoking if there's tobacco in it?
Because it's, like, vapor. Tobacco vapors or something. I don't know.
Oh, that is just... It's pretty genius, actually.
That's what I'm saying. It's a
I wonder how much it cost compared to a cigarette.
A Juul?
Yeah.
I think... I don't want to say I know, but I might be making this up. That the same YouTuber that said he was smokes.
Let's be honest.
Smoke Juuling said he's saving like $400 a month on Juul.
Wow.
Because he's not smoking anymore.
Yeah.
He was using, he said three cartridges.
When he has to go to the doctor in the hospital to get a lung transplant, it'll cost him more.
Well, he said he was smoking three cartridges a day. So I don't know what that means.
Huh. We'll need to do some research.
Yeah, I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
Just don't
I don't want to smoke a Juul like we research Popeye's sandwiches, but.
Yeah. Well, I have two last things. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas, people. So. I wanted to ask you. So you don't want to play?
Yeah.
Trying to ruin my segment. What is your favorite? We'll do Thanksgiving because that's this week. Yeah. I doubt we're going to podcast next week. Your favorite Thanksgiving tradition?
Cooking.
Oh, you want to know what mine is?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes.
It's always food.
Well, I mean, it's Thanksgiving. And another tradition I like is any type of Black Friday. Even if we go to just, like, walk somewhere just to see all the people, I like doing that.
Yeah. Okay, this year, our Black Friday is going to be at the Gaylord Ice.
Not the same.
And we'll get to see all the people at the Gaylord.
That will be fun. The Gaylord is a hotel here in the Dallas area.
It is beautiful for Christmas.
Have you ever been in any of the rooms? Like, is it like a fancy hotel or is it just like...
No, Daddy stayed there before, but I think it's a regular hotel. I mean, it's not a Hotel 6. It's a nice hotel, but...
Well, yeah, like all the Disney hotels are Motel 6s.
Oh, God. Those are like 60 years old.
I know.
You can hear the person coughing in the next room.
Well.
That was gross. That was the worst accommodations I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
So, what else?
Christmas I also.
Christmas tradition?
Well, we'll wait. We'll do Christmas when
it
gets closer.
Yeah, we need to wait.
Yeah, my second favorite Thanksgiving tradition is when the Cowboys come on, you take a nap, and then you wake up for the halftime, you watch whoever's at the halftime, and then you go
yes.
on.
Yes. Who is halftime this year?
Ellie Goulding.
Gonna
no.
Get burn, 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 no. Burn. You didn't hear the controversy?
Evidently not.
She backed out because the Salvation Army... The Red Kettle is the sponsor or one of the big deals, and so said Salvation Army is not a LGBT alphabet soup supporter. So she's not doing...
So who is?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Well, to be continued. We'll find out and let
You know, Zeke jumps in the red kettle at in the end zone. She says she ain't having no part of it.
Well, did you see Zeke making fun of Dak?
Yeah.
It's very funny. There's a lot of, I know a lot of football drama that's going on.
Oh, yeah. The helmet.
Yeah, that guy bopped that other guy over the head with his helmet.
Yeah, and then he said it's because he called him the N-word.
And then he appealed it. Uh-huh. Appealed it.
No, he appealed the assault.
And they rejected it.
And in the appeal, he said, well, I did it because, he never said that first. When they rejected his appeal, then he said he called me a racial slur. And the NFL said, no, he did not. Too bad. And I heard an analyst say the only way the NFL would be that strict right away is because they had a lot of audio going on and everybody that was in that little group denied it.
The quarterback wears a microphone.
Exactly. And they said there is not one shred of truth to what he said, and he's suspended, and see you later.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you. One, finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody actually,
the good guy wins.
Or somebody finally gets punished for their actions.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not excused.
Well, and even if he had, in my opinion, you can't beat somebody up.
Right. I was talking to someone else. I was talking to one of the bros at the gym. And I was like, what, like, you can't, they were saying, if it would have just been a fist fight, like, man to man punch you each other, they would have both just gotten fined. But it was like, he was like, you can't use a weapon and hurt somebody with a weapon.
There's different levels of assault.
Yeah.
So. And making it okay because he called you a name. I mean, we're not on the playground, sticks and stones.
May break my bones.
And words will never hurt me unless you call me something and I'll beat you up with your helmet. I mean, that's still a crime.
Yeah, well, I've been watching it all week on the ESPN. Yeah. So.
These football players.
Yeah.
I think they're all brain damaged, actually. That's probably what happened.
No, they all have a superiority complex, thinking that they're God's gift to earth because they could play a sport.
Exactly.
And they have some kind of, like, platform on social justice.
Yeah, we're not going to get into Kaepernick.
Yeah, I never want to see. We're not even speaking his name. I never want to see him again.
That's a
I want to see him on the freaking TV ever again.
He shall remain nameless.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of people who shall remain nameless.
The list is getting long.
All right. Well, we've already been on this podcast for 52 minutes. I think we better.
Wow, we did good for not watching any shows.
Time
for.
We didn't
even talk about Below Deck.
Oh, we both watched it. Okay, next time.
Next time, Below Deck. That's the only show we've been watching together besides Jane.
I know.
Nobody else is watching Jane. Our number one fan isn't.
But we've been watching Below Deck.
Yeah.
I do have to say one thing, though. Whenever Ashton kissed Kate, and she was like, ew! So funny. I love Kate.
She said, why did you do that?
I want to be Kate when I grow up.
You are. You're just a little young.
I think she's, so you think I'm going to get more bitter?
That's the only thing I can see.
Okay, I think that's a good place to stop. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha.
I almost said yours. And watch my vlogs. And that's it. Merry Thanksgiving.